אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Francine Lazarus, mazal tov and welcome to SBS Hebrew.
Thank you.
Congratulations on receiving your Medal of the Order of Australia in the General Division. How are you feeling and what does this award mean to you personally?
Well, I was quite shocked, to tell you the truth. I didn't know that my name had been put forth. And that, of course, I was elated when I was accepted. And I really, it's like speaking from the Jewish Museum. I like to think that I'm speaking on behalf of other survivors who, or rather children who never survived the war and never got a chance to express their opinion or to do anything. So I like to think that my whole career as a public speaker has been on my behalf but also on theirs.
It's very impressive. And you, of course, wrote a book. You are a survivor, a child survivor of the Holocaust. And you are the author of A Hidden Jewish Child from Belgium, Survival, Scars and Healing. Tell us what motivated you to write the book.
Well, I didn't think that I had the capacity to do it. But one day we were doing some creative writing at the museum. And I wrote two pages. And I really, for the life of me, cannot remember which person there told me, you should write a book, come back when you've got more pages. Mm-hmm. And so I sat down and wrote.
Did you find it therapeutic writing it, or did you find that it was sort of reliving old scars?
You know, when I speak publicly, and of course I don't do it now anymore because I've got Parkinson's and I shake and that distracts children, you know, when they come. Sort of. But when I did speak to children and I was transported back to a time that I don't want to be transported back, and I start thinking about things, you know, about the abuse, about things that I didn't quite want to put in my book, and I didn't. And so now I'm rewriting vignettes, writing them in the first instance. And because I was telling my granddaughter, my eldest granddaughter, I was telling her that I had been engaged before I married her grandfather. And she said, well, you never told us. Tell us the story. And so from one story became lots of vignettes. But in fact, being transported back to the past is not very good as far as I'm concerned.
As someone who has dedicated herself to keeping history alive, what do you think the most important lesson is for future generations?
Well, unfortunately, the rise of anti-Semitism is a worry for all of us. And it keeps on rising. People are ignorant because, let's face it, when people become anti-Semites, most of them don't even know what it means, what it means to be Jewish, what we've achieved over the years, where we come from, what type of people we are, whether we assimilate and we love the host country. You know, they know very little. I'm generalizing, of course, but the people who are anti-Semitic, very few are, if they would know us better.
What's been the most rewarding part of sharing your story with schools and the broader community?
Well, I've got hundreds of letters that I've received over the years. I went home and I kissed my mother and I thought, Well, that's so beautiful, because she said, I thought I was too big to teach my mother after school. She said that because when I talk to the children and I say to them, go home and kiss your parents, you are very, very lucky. You are privileged to have them looking after you, and you've got everything that you need, physically at least. And go home and kiss your parents and thank them for what they're doing for you. Well, that's one of my recommendations. I give lots of advice, which I don't always follow myself.
But I'm sure that as a Holocaust survivor, it's influenced your character, at least, in the way you conduct your life. So that's probably just one of many examples that it's influenced you.
Well, I've got role models. Would you believe my role models?
Who are your role models?
My grandchildren.
I'm sure they'd consider you their role model.
Yes, exactly. I was just going to say that they consider me their role model. But I consider them, they are all extremely bright and all extremely kind. And I have hit the jackpot. If you've read my book, and even if you don't, I can tell you, my childhood was very, very traumatic. Apart from the fact that I was chased by the Nazis, because just for the simple fact that I was Jewish, that my father and his total family were annihilated. But my mother didn't want me after the war, and so she placed me in foster care. And I really didn't have a very good childhood. So when I had my own children, I didn't quite know what to do with them, having never had a role model in that respect. So when the grandchildren came, I knew better, and I'm just so grateful that I have these five amazing children, adults, who teach me so much.
That is remarkable. Honestly, that is an incredible story. I'm very motivated to pick up your book now, that I've never heard of such a thing. So your mother left you, essentially.
Yes. In fact, she even forgot to write me in at school. So by the time I was 8, I started school because the carers, you know, had up to have a difficult child. And I was difficult, I must admit, because I was very lonely and very sad and horrible, misbehaving to get attention. You know, in retrospect, I can admit it. Nobody's going to come and punish me now, maybe 7. But the carers suggested to my mother, shouldn't this child be, can you fill in the documents? And my mother said, yeah, she's 8, maybe she should start school. And then eventually my mother remarried and had a child and brought me back into the home to look after the baby. So I left school at 12. I had 4 years of schooling at that time. When I was 40, I sat at my agency. I sat at Randwick Tate and went on to New South Wales Uni, where I got my first degree, Bachelor of Arts, and then I got a master's. But I can tell you, I'm so humbled when I talk to my grandchildren, who are so knowledgeable. And there I was, the ignoramus in the whole of the city.
I guess it's just the biggest gift of all that you've got, you know, from one person has spawned a whole generation and then another generation. You said you're a grandmother. I think it's an incredible story of resilience, and the fact that you've now been recognised by the government as well, you know, you must have so much pride.
Well, I do, yes. But I think that the family is even more exhausted than I am. All of them, they couldn't contain their pride in me.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I'm happy for you. I really am. It's such a wonderful story. You can never predict the future.
No, absolutely not. The other day I was talking to somebody about the time when I went home to look after the baby, and I was living there. I could have been 13. And I was doing all the washing for the whole family by hand. You can imagine washing nappies for a little girl. And one day my mother bought a drying machine. You know, you put the clothes in. It doesn't exist anymore these days. You put the clothes in and you turn a wheel, and the clothes get dried, or, you know, the water gets taken out of. And I was so thrilled and so grateful. When I should have been 13, I should have been playing in the park, having fun with the kids. And there I was grateful to my mother for having bought a machine to help me dry the washing. And I thought, that's beautiful.
Wow, it's incredible. Francine, thank you so much for joining us on SBS today. We really appreciate hearing your story.
I'm very excited to have been invited to come. And I'd love to meet you in person.
It's lovely to meet you. I wish you all the very best, and we want to hear more awards coming from you.
Thank you very much. I'll try.
Thank you, Francine.
I appreciate your call. Thanks, Marielle.
Listen to SBS Shalom Australia whenever you like. Full programs, interviews, news and current affairs on demand. Visit sbs.com.au/Hebrew. SBS Shalom Australia.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.